While held up by politics and economics, the nation's largest forest thinning project is founded on partnerships and sound science. Even though it is well behind schedule, restoration of southwestern forest may be one of the region's smartest investments. Northwest of Flagstaff, Taylor Dubé of Northern Arizona University's Ecological Restoration Institute, or ERI, lets me into a test plot studying forest thinning and its ecological effects. Surrounded by a control area of small trees, towering ponderosas stand alone in the open grasses.
I think the oldest dated tree here goes back to 1555.
Wow.
About 350 is the average. We're able to measure an increase in resin production, which helps them protect against bark beetle invasion.
The trees are oozing with sap. I don't see any evidence of bark beetles that has marred other parts of the neighboring forest. Dubé continues with more benefits found from the testing.
Fire helps with soil regeneration and the positive effects of the nitrates. And if you look here at the amount of lupin and other wildflowers, this is the burned and thinned.
The cut and burn plots showcase a great diversity of flowers, supporting more insects and pollinators in contrast to the control area where small trees compete for sunlight and water. At ERI, Wally Covington describes what forests in Arizona used to look like.
What you see is open park-like stands dominated by old-growth trees with a lush understory of grasses, wildflowers, and shrubs that were maintained in that condition by natural, frequently occurring low surface fires.
Diane Vosick, also with ERI, describes what changed.
When Smokey Bear took fire out of the system, we lost our biggest predator in terms of dealing with small trees, which was fire.
Vosick is also the co-chair of the Four Forest Restoration Initiative, or FORFRI, which is attempting to thin 2.4 million acres of Arizona forests that have grown 10 to 30 times their normal density. Covington says when the small trees are removed, the difference is immediate.
The canopies just look healthier. And immediately post-burn, you see increases in ammonium and nitrate, increases in phosphorus availability, potassium availability, and water availability.
Those increased elements lead to more nutrition. Grass after burning has near 14% protein content, whereas before is only 6%, making a more nutritious landscape for diverse wildlife. But megafires scorch soil, diminishing quality. Vosick says adding water after a major burn leads to erosion, so watershed management is just as critical as cutting and burning.
It's not just about trees. It has a focus on the restoration of springs and seeps and riparian areas. There'll be roads ripped as a result of it.
Those forest roads reroute water flow, altering not just the limited rainfall in the region, but displacing soil, making it even more difficult for trees to regrow.
The worst outcome ecologically is when you lose the soil base. Soils build up over 10,000s of years. Houses can be rebuilt in years. So when you look at it from a social and ecological perspective, save human lives, save infrastructure, save critical wildlife habitat, but pay attention to the watersheds.
While fires directly impact the lives of those who live in these forests, Dick Fleischman with the U.S. Forest Service points out it also directly impacts the people in the Phoenix Valley.
Most all the water for the city of Phoenix is produced up here. So having a healthy forest and a healthy watershed directly affects the people in the valley.
For the first time, firefighting is now over half the Forest Service's budget. Last month, it shifted $250 million from regular activities to help replenish their $1 billion fire budget. This forces FORFRI to become dependent on private contractors for thinning. But now removing small trees and not large ones, Fleischman says the timber industry will have to get creative to make a profit.
They can't just make boards out of it. They've got to do a whole bunch of different products, soil amendments, pellets, energy, the needles, the limbs, everything, the bark, decorative bark actually has value.
The selective cutting of small trees to recreate landscape patterns is time-consuming, but mixing canopy densities with meadows increases fire resistance and species habitat. And with strategic placement of treatments, it may be about 35 years until we return to manageable wildfires and restore what healthy southwest forest should look like. In Flagstaff, I'm Andrew Bernier, KJZZ News.